Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor, joined by the deputy editor of the editorial page of the Wall Street Journal, Daniel Henniker, writing most recently his column Wonderland about New York City in particular during the pandemic, but now as the pandemic lifts, what is to be done about crime? Dan, a very good evening to you. You report in your column that the mayor of New York, Mr. de Blasio, has dispatched a large number of NYPD officers into the subways. Why, Dan? Good evening to you.
Hi there, John. Well, he would only do it for one reason, and that is because crime is rising and rampant on the trains and on the subway platforms of New York City. And the city is reopening. We've got, you know, for COVID, we have vaccinations to defend ourselves, to defend us here in New York City. But for crime, we don't have much of anything at the moment. And the question is whether the city is going to reopen. Midtown's office buildings are still empty, and to fill up with workers, you need for them to be able to ride in on the subway from Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Upper Manhattan. And at the moment, they're very reluctant because there's too much criminal activity going on down in the subways. And so Bill de Blasio, of all people, has sent 250 cops down there to try to do something about it. And, you know, the relevance of all this, John, is this is happening amidst a campaign for the next mayor of New York. It is up and running right now. The Democratic primary is June 22nd, not far off. That effectively decides who will be the next mayor of New York. And so it is interesting, intriguing to ponder that back in 2013, when Bill de Blasio ran for mayor, one of the biggest issues confronting the city was whether to ban horse-drawn carriages in Central Park. Why was an issue like that at the top of the agenda? It was because de Blasio and the other candidates were inheriting virtually 20 years of peace and calm in the city from first Rudy Giuliani and then Mike Bloomberg and their anti-crime police commissioners, such as Bill Bratton and Ray Kelly. Here we are in 2021, and crime rising again. Shootings up 80% over last year. So we're having sort of, so to speak, another Giuliani moment with candidates, including most of them progressive people and women of the left, talking in their debates about one thing, law and order.
There are two candidates who show up at the top of the polls. It's a big field. I think there are eight people in it. It's a very big field. One is Andrew Yang, who was a colorful national figure during the presidential campaign. And another is a former police officer and now the borough president, Eric Adams. To my understanding, Adams talks about law enforcement. Does that find an audience in New York these days, given all the concerns about police confrontation?
Well, it certainly finds an audience. And indeed, Eric Adams and Andrew Yang are generally sharing the lead in what opinion polling exists out there. And they, along with Ray McGuire, the former Citigroup senior executive, are three of them running unapologetically on the law and order, at least doing something about crime. Now, Eric Adams is in some ways the most interesting. He's put this explicitly at the center of his campaign, But not only that, he has proposed bringing back something called the Police Anti-Crime Unit, which was disbanded by Commissioner Dermot Shea back in July when the department was under such anti-police pressure, including a lawsuit from Attorney General Letitia James for violating people's rights during the summer protests. The anti-crime unit was about 600 plainclothes policemen who were trained to spot people carrying guns and act before the guns went off. It was criticized as arresting or stopping too many young black men, but there's general agreement that the anti-crime unit did suppress the rate of crime in this city. And for Eric Adams to say he wants to bring it back in a reformed as reformed is about as unwoke, unprogressive a thing as you could imaginably say running for mayor in New York City.
It does, however, resonate with the concerns of those of us who've lived in Manhattan during the pandemic, Dan. You and I both know that the streets were not safe for senior citizens such as me. They were not safe. It's not the subways. I'm talking about walking around Pennsylvania Station. There was always the presence of either homeless people or deranged people or people who were in desperate need of help, plus others wandering the streets. Now, as Manhattan returns to a workforce, and it's going on all the time right now, will that fade, Dan? Or is that have we lost control of the streets now? The people aren't going to do it, that the aggressive element is still there?
Yeah, well, it most certainly is. I mean, there was a lot of attention, publicity given to the fact that a weekend or so ago, there was a shooting at 5 o'clock Saturday afternoon in Times Square. Two women and a 4-year-old girl were shot, got caught in a crossfire. About 4 days later, there was a shooting at a 7-Eleven store about 5 blocks south of that. But within that 8-hour period of that shooting, 10 other people got shot all over the city. So New Yorkers are acutely aware of this. You cannot hide from it. You cannot pretend it's not going on. And that's why this June 22nd primary vote for mayor is such a big deal, John. New Yorkers in all 5 boroughs have to make a decision about what kind of city they want. I mean, they're going to draw, you know, a bold line between a civilized city and a city beset by crime, or that line is going to wash away, which is what happened back in the 70s and 80s and early 90s before voters did indeed elect Rudy Giuliani to put a stop to it. And that's the big issue front and center in front of people. It's real. The law and order issue is back. And New Yorkers, whether they're progressive or not, are going to have to confront it in June.
No new mayor until January 1st of next year. Therefore, Mr. de Blasio, is he moved to do more than 250 officers into the subway? Is he moved to be confrontational with the bad actors?
I doubt it. I think Bill de Blasio is largely sort of in a landing pattern right now. So that makes it difficult for the city as it is trying to regroup and reopen as COVID fades. The restaurants are opening and people are coming out again at night. Clubs are going to begin to reopen. But if there's a sense of dread and fear pervading until next January, when the new mayor takes over, it's going to be very difficult for New York City to get back on its feet. And certainly tourists, whether domestic or foreign, will be reluctant to come to the city. So you would hope Bill de Blasio would make a forthright statement in support of the police, not more just a statement, but some actions. But that remains to be seen.
What about the governor, Dan? You don't mention him in your column, but he has loomed over all decision making the last year of the pandemic with his press conferences and his mandates. Is he going to help us in Manhattan reopen? Because a word from him would at least bolster the police force's morale, at least that.
It would. And, you know, that's a very interesting question. Governor Cuomo has been politically damaged by these sexual misconduct accusations made against him. There's an investigation ongoing by the Attorney General, Letitia James. But the interestingly, the base of support that Governor Cuomo has fallen back on has been black voters in New York City and New York State. By and large, they still support him. And at street level, I would say, John, there is no one more acutely aware of the perils and cost of rising street crime than black voters. And I would be surprised if only for political reasons, Governor Cuomo stepped forward and said it's time for the police to be allowed to crack down and do what they need to do to suppress this outburst of violence that's been occurring the past 2 years in New York.
Daniel Henniger, the deputy editor of the editorial page of the Wall Street Journal. He writes the column Wonderland about where we are right now in Manhattan and the boroughs reopening for the office workers and the commerce post-pandemic. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.